Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9 in verse 6. This is a scripture that most of us should be able to recite by heart. Isaiah chapter 9 in verse 6 says, "Unto us a child is born. Unto us, a son is given." You know, Jesus was already given before he was born. Amen. Because he already accepted to come into the world. And so being born was him coming in human flesh. But he had already accepted to come to die for our sins. So he says, "Unto us." And who is us? Everyone, the whole world. So Jesus did not come for a particular set of people. He came for the whole world. Under us, everyone is included in us. Under us, a child is born. Under us, a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder. Hallelujah. That he will hold the rulership. He will reign. His kingdom, there shall be no end. You know, kingdoms, they come and they go. You know, from the time this scripture was written, you can tell me how many kingdoms have come and gone. This was probably written during the Medo-Persian, was it? Those of you who are historians, is the Medo-Persian Empire. And then we had the Babylonian. Is it Babylonian before the Medo? You're looking at me as if I'm not speaking Greek. Amen. So did we have the Babylonian before the Medo-Persian? Yes, so we had the Babylonian Empire. We had the Medo-Persian Empire. You know, people who lived in the Babylonian Empire, they thought it would never end. They thought it would never end. And then those who lived during the Medo-Persian. And then we had what? The Greek Empire. You know, Greece that you see today. They were great. That's why they gave most of the philosophers that we have today, they were from Greece. A lot of things, even Latin is studied because of them. There are many scriptures that were written, you know, Greek was still being spoken even in the time of the New Testament when they were, you know, those things were taking place. That's how influential they were. But they came, and what happened? They went. And then after that, we have the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire. You know, today, most of these empires, you just have to travel and see the ruins. You study the ruins. You know, we're talking about of his government. There shall be no what? No end. No end. Hallelujah. And so they've come and they've gone. The Roman Empire. And what came after the Roman Empire? Amen. This is a history class. British Empire. Amen. We don't want to say that because we are here. But whether you like it or not, the British Empire came. Some people want to say it's still here. And you know, today we have the superpower that we call America. You know, there was a time the Chinese were an empire as well. So many of them, many empires, big ones, small ones, but they have come and they have gone. What it means, it says the government will be upon his shoulder. You see, if you allow him to carry the government of your life, it will never end. You will never run out. Hallelujah. So he's the gift. That's what I want to focus on today. Under us, a son is given. The title of my message is The Greatest Gift. The Greatest Gift. Jesus Christ is a gift that was given to humanity, to the whole world. And it is worth celebrating. That's why this Christmas is always full of gifts, isn't it? What would Christmas be without gifts? It started because God started it. God gave. He gave Jesus unto us. a son is given. And it was given so that he will come as a child and die for you and I and pay for our sin. You know, John the Baptist said, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's taken away the sin of the world. You know, between God and man, there is no more war. Remember, the angel said, goodwill, peace and goodwill to all men. What they are announcing is that what separated man, humanity from God, has been dealt with when the child was born, when he died on the cross. So he is the gift. John chapter 3, verse 16. Another scripture that we are familiar with. John 3, 16 says, for unto us, no, that's still Isaiah, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For God so loved the world that he gave. What version are you using? I want the version that says eternal life. Eternal life. That's the King James Version. It's the same, but eternal life is more appropriate than saying everlasting life. See, everlasting gives you a sense of a life that never ends. And that's correct, because eternal life does not end. But eternal life itself is a word called Zoe. It is the very life of God. That is, when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, what's going to happen? You will have the life of God. So the life of God is actually the gift that you're receiving. When Jesus comes into your heart, you receive eternal life. You will never die. Not only will you not die, you can live eternal life right now, the life of God, the way God lives, the way he functions. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but they shall have eternal life. Notice, God showed his love by doing what? By giving. You know, the greatest way to express love is to give. Now, this is important. And don't say, oh, I'm not talking about giving today. Don't say, Pastor wants us to give some money. But you know, if anybody says they love you and they don't give, they don't love. Period. And giving is a primary way of knowing people that love. He says, for God, you see, the word so is a qualifier, isn't it? When he says so, why didn't he say, for God loved the world? That so is letting us know the extent of the love, the breadth of that love. The Bible talks about the length, the height, the breadth, and the depth of the love of God, that we may know it. How do we know the breadth and the length of God's love? Because he so loved, he gave his best gift. See, so that soul describes the depth of his love, and it describes the greatness of the gift. Because once you say so, the gift has to be big. You know, if you say to your wife and say, I so love you that this Christmas I bought you. Then you shouldn't have used so. Amen? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the greatest gift. This is a gift from God. That is the best gift at Christmas. The best gift you will ever have, you will ever receive. Because when you have this gift, what do you have? You have eternal life. Eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. We're talking about the gift. The greatest gift. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. So all of humanity, we deserve death. That's what we deserve. Because we have all sinned. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. We're talking about gift. For God so loved the world that he gave unto us a son is given. You see, God's gift is proof of his love. The giving of Christ is the proof of God's love for humanity. You know, when people say, oh, I don't think God loves me. Oh, you are 2,000 years too late. Amen? Because he has already shown his gift. He's shown his love by giving us his only begotten son, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Look at what it says. For the wages of sin is dead, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal life. You know, aren't you glad that you know Jesus? Aren't you glad that you have eternal life? Hallelujah. You know, a day will come if we are still here. The Bible says the trumpet shall do what? It shall sound. Hallelujah. There's going to be a great sound. Everybody will hear the sound. They will hear the trumpet. And what will happen? It says that we shall all, the dead in Christ, they will do what? They will rise. It's going to happen. Just as surely as Jesus was prophesied and he came. Because in Isaiah chapter 7, the Bible, the prophet said, you know, the virgin shall give birth. See, this will be the sign. The virgin shall give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. And the book of Matthew, when that happened, what did Matthew say? He said, so that these were done to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, that the virgin shall give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Jesus was prophesied, he was spoken ahead of time, and he came at the right time, in due season. And just as surely as he came and he lived among people, people have record of him living, they have record of him going to the cross and dying, they have record of him raising from the dead on the third day, they have record of him rising unto heaven. He says, the same way you see him go, he's going to do what? He will come back again. And so if you have the gift of eternal life, you're a candidate of heaven. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. This is precious. The greatest gift. Say the gift of God is eternal life. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians 9. The gift. Verse 15. I'm going to read different translations. It says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I don't think you will receive any gift tomorrow that is unspeakable. This is the greatest gift we're talking about. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Let's look at another translation. The New King James says, thank God for his son, his gift, too wonderful for words. Too wonderful for words. That's the gift we are talking about. That's the person we are celebrating. As we celebrate Christmas, we must remember that Christmas is a time that God gave his best. He gave the greatest gift that humanity could ever have. Nothing can match this. You are richer than the richest man in the world because you've got Jesus. Nothing in this world can give you eternal life. You know you can't buy it. Hallelujah. No amount, it's free gift, but it's not cheap gift. It's very expensive. It's so expensive that money cannot buy it. Remember the Bible talks about what can we compare the kingdom of God with? He said it's like a man who found a great pearl, a pearl of great value. And he sold everything he had to get the gift, to get that pearl. That's what it is to have eternal life. Why am I talking like this? You know, a lot of us, we have this eternal life. We have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But we act as if we have nothing. You see, what is the value of eternal life to you? What is it? Compared to your house, compared to your car, compared to your bank account, compared to your degree. He says, too wonderful for words, unspeakable. God, the best gift is the gift that is able to take you out of the miry clay and set your feet on the rock to stay. Hallelujah. The gift of eternal life. Let's look at another translation. I like them. It says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. You know, we're trying to describe it, But there are not enough words in the English language to describe it. Thank God for tongues. Hallelujah. You know, that's why. You know, tongues is the language of heaven. Don't find it strange. It's a language of heaven. Hallelujah. Indescribable with our language, human language. Praise God. Do you have another translation for me? Now, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, which is what? Precious beyond words. Are you seeing the description of Christ, the person we are celebrating? We should celebrate. We should celebrate. You know, some people say, oh, we don't want to celebrate Christmas. Why not? Hallelujah. Have you ever seen people, you know, if maybe, I don't know, someone so precious is coming to your house to visit you. Let's say, who can I say? Coming to visit you. The richest man in the world. See, I'm coming to your house. How will you feel? King Charles is coming to your house. You will announce to all the world, come into my house. You know, you try to ask the people that invited him or that he said, does he know what my house looks like? Is he really sure he wants to come to my house? But you know, there's nothing compared to this gift. This is Christ. He says, which is precious beyond words. Hallelujah. 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 You know, another translation, the Message translation. Let's look at it. Message translation. Thank God for his gift. His gift, no language can praise it enough. It's the greatest gift. Hallelujah. And we have that gift, and that gift is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now, but what will a gift be if you don't receive it? You can imagine. So I'm speaking to those who are here. I know many of you have already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But the whole purpose of the gospel is to get humanity to receive the gift, to tell them about this gift. And that's what the disciples went about. The Bible says they were preaching Jesus every day in the temple. They were declaring that Jesus is the Christ. They were letting the whole world know. And a handful of men and women, they brought us the gospel that we have today. We must go out and share Christ with people. Hallelujah. You have to. I'm not saying you go to people and trouble them and badge them. But we must tell them about this gift. It is the gift too precious for words. Hallelujah. So the gift must be received. John chapter 1, verse 11. John chapter 1, verse 11. It says, he came to his own, and his own did what? They did not receive him. You imagine that Jesus lived among some people, and they didn't receive him. We live in a world today where people are believing and receiving so many things, but they are not listening to the gospel. They are not hearing that the best gift, look at how that gift is described. Too wonderful for words, too precious for any language to describe. Are people receiving this gift? That is our prayer. That is our goal. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Verse 12. But as many as received him, he gave them what? The power, the kingdom says. The right. So once you receive him, you become a child of God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says it's not those who are born by the flesh of man. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of birth that you have. You now have a father. And your father is who? God himself. He says he gave them the power to become the children of God to those who believe in his name. So my message today is, anyone here today, you have not received the gift. You have the opportunity today to receive this precious gift, this great gift that was given unto us. You know, if maybe you've been coming to church for many years, but you haven't received him. Young people in particular, I wanted to know that it's an opportunity today to receive him. When you have eternal life, you will know it. Hallelujah. There will be a witness in you that you have eternal life. And this eternal life will lead and direct your life. It will direct the course of your life. It will change your mentality, change your mindset, and change your whole life. Your life will be transformed. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if any man be in what? In Christ. He is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things I become new. When Christ comes on the inside of you, everything changes. You become a new person. Hallelujah. He said, but as many as received, notice the word. He said, some did not receive him, but as many as do what? As receive him, he gave them the power. You know, it's when you receive him, now the power comes. When you embrace him, the power comes. But I also want to say today also, how do you receive him? How do you receive him? Mark chapter 10, I want to show you something. Because we are in Christmas time, and you see that this is a gift. And this is better than any gift that you're going to unwrap tomorrow. Or maybe some Boxing Day, some people unwrap their gifts. And I was working with a company where we had people from different nationalities. And people, some opened their gifts on Christmas Eve. Some opened on Christmas Day, some on the 26th. And some open in January. Amen. So there's no gift that you open that can compare to this gift. He says, assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as who? As a little child. As a little child. Will by no means enter it. What does that mean? You know, those of you that have little children, like tomorrow, are they going to receive their gifts? Have you ever seen a little child? That's why I said little. It didn't just say child. It said little child. Have you ever seen a little child? They've got their names wrapped on the gift. They are only barely managing to cope till the day, till Christmas Day to open it. They want to open it. Every evening they go there and they're sneaking and looking into the gift. You've got to be like that with the kingdom of God. Like a little child. Once you hear the message, you receive. So if you don't receive, like if you want to analyze it, you want to use your intellect, you want to use your own human wisdom, when the message comes, what do? You receive like a little child. You know, little children don't say, oh, mom, dad, I'm too big for that. Have you ever seen them do that? No. Do they say, oh, I don't deserve it? Because there are many reasons people don't receive Christ. Some say, I don't deserve it. You give a gift to a little child, I don't deserve it. Or you give a gift to a little child and say, no, I just want to figure out. No, they don't figure out anything. What do? They receive it. That's why the Bible says, bring the little children unto me. They say, do not hinder them. Do you know that? That's why it's important to bring children to the house of God. If you have any child, you know, people with children, bring them to the house of God. They will receive Jesus. They don't reject. Children, little children are amenable to receiving gifts. In fact, you have to teach them of certain gifts not to receive, isn't it? Remember growing up, my mom would tell me and say, don't take anything from a stranger. Why would she say that? Because as a little child, your tendency is to what? Is to receive. So when it comes to the greatest gift, those of you who are grown up, you have to become like what? Like little children and receive. This message, I've made it very simple, simplistic enough, so that you can be like a little child and receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Children, receive the gift of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, children, once their name is written on that package, they go for it. They go for it. Go for Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know this gift as Christmas? Your name is written on it. Your name is written on it. Say, unto us. It means you are part of us. So your name is on this gift. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you have already received him, you say, I give thanks to God that I have eternal life. Hallelujah. Say, I have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Your name is written on this gift. And Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for Christmas season. For this Christmas time that you came and we have received the gift of eternal life. And we pray for every family member all our friends and our colleagues and people in our neighborhood, that the name of Christ will rise in prominence in their ears. In the name of Jesus, that men and women, children, they will receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. They will receive the gift in the name of Jesus. You know, we thank God for our evangelism team going out week in, week out. Every person that we have ministered to, they will receive the gift. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory. Let's go to Romans chapter 10, and then I'm going to close. Romans 10, and this is what you need to do for those who want to receive him. If you're not sure that you have received the gift, don't wait till tomorrow to unwrap that gift. There's a gift that's ready for you today. This gift is available 365 days of the year. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you know what that means? If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. To be saved means to receive eternal life. 4, verse 10, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to give you the opportunity today. Those who have not received the gift, it's the greatest gift. The gift that is too wonderful for words. The gift that is indescribable. This gift that is so precious beyond words. The gift that no language can praise it enough. That's the gift of our Lord Jesus, who came in human flesh. God became man in order to go to the cross to die for our sins, to pay the wages of sin. You can receive him today, and he will turn your life around. Woo, glory to God. Father, thank you for your indescribable gift. So if you're that person right now, you're here or you're at home, you're listening to this message, you're watching. Oh, like a little child. Your name is written on it. It's written. We need to pray this prayer after me. Say, Father, I thank you for sending your son because you love me so much. You gave your son to come into the world, was born as a child, and was given on the cross at Calvary. Thank you that Jesus, you have died for my sins. And on the third day, you rose from the grave. I receive you into my heart as my Lord and as my Savior. I receive the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. From this day forward, I am born again. I am a child of the Most High God. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hey, come on, let's put our hands together. Amen. Amen. We celebrate those.